this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
It's really cool that we show up. It's Monday morning, and the first thing we see is that it's National Leave Work Early Day. Like, why would you tempt us with that?
Why does leave work early for us?
Why would we tempt y'all with that? Yeah, I guess, I mean, technically, right now.
See ya.
You know, like you show up and you just, I mean, you know how it goes. Have you ever had that where you show up and you're just not feeling it? And you're like, you know what? Bad idea.
Every day.
Every
day of my life.
Have you ever done anything better? I can't remember a time I've worked with you a long time where you've just been like, you know.
I'm going to go home. No.
Do people do?
Because I'm an adult.
Who does that?
Just kidding.
Who? No. I mean, do people? Honestly, like we work a weird job. Like if we walk out of the room, it's not
consequences.
Not that there should be alarms going off, but there would be.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, there are commercials and things that have to play
exactly
at certain times.
Yeah, it's kind of they need you to be.
It's automated,
here.
But
right.
There are certain breaks. Where they're accounting for us to talk for X amount. I mean, it makes sense.
Yes. Now, if you were so inclined, the question is, do you need an excuse or do you just say, I'm not really feeling it today? I'm not really feeling it today seems like a problem.
It does. I think it's an interesting phrase, mm-hmm. but people take mental health days seriously. So I think I would just chalk it up to one of those.
What?
Like, hey, I'm not feeling it today. Taking a mental health day.
Not completely out
that
of the
blue.
That
would not fly 5-10 years ago.
No, that would have been a different reaction.
But I feel like now people would just go, all right. I mean, so long as you do, in fact, have the time, you're not putting anyone in a bind. Because that's the other thing.
Yeah, you have to think about the other people
in
the
building.
Does
someone have to call in a replacement for you? Because you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah, that's a little.
But if it's just that, see you tomorrow.
A little sus.
Who cares?
This is a list of the 15 surefire excuses that you can use if you want to ensure you can leave work early.
Okay.
I bring it up for one reason and one reason alone. It is number 2 on the list, Katie. What is my excuse? What is my excuse that you claim is my get out of work free excuse?
I'll just say tummy troubles.
Tummy troubles.
You have an upset stomach.
Below a family emergency.
The bubble guts.
Yeah, yes. This is the number one excuse they say to use. They say a family emergency works 99.9% of the time. Like it, because, hey, family emergency. It was
no, but see, people.
Hands, you know, let you go.
I don't like anything that can be followed up on if it's a lie. Because if you have a family emergency.
Yeah.
What if someone asked what the emergency was? Not because they're nosy, but just because, like, they might
know
be
what's
interested
going on in your life because they
about,
know you.
Yeah, because maybe you'll need to take some time.
Exactly.
Or, hey, can I help in any way?
It's a lie that can grow.
So I don't like that.
You know what a lie that can't grow is? Tummy troubles. Always use tummy troubles. You think it's very easy to figure out.
Well, I'll say this. Where Frito goes wrong is in the past when he's tried to use this, he uses graphic detail. Makes me think it's a lie.
Try to explain what's going on.
We all know what it is.
Explain what's going on.
I don't need a play-by-play. Right? So just say that you have it, and then everyone collectively moves on. The more detail you give, and this is any illness, the more detail you give, the more inclined I am to believe that you are making it up.
I always thought it was about telling a good story. Like, you kind of need the shock and
awe. That's maybe later.
You need to...
That's later.
If they call your bluff.
If they ask you why you don't have a doctor's note.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to your Monday. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Is there something that you do that you believe is better than the majority of the American population?
This. Just because most people don't have radio shows. Most people don't have radio shows, so it gives me there's not very many of us out there.
That's true.
But I would like to think that this
might be a little more luck than talent, but
a lot more luck than talent. But this. Other than that, I don't know. I doubt it strongly.
I don't think that they asked that. Or anything kind of close to that.
And this is related to the
The
feeling of superiority. Yeah, exactly.
Podcasting ability.
Right.
No, this was just like a really comprehensive poll where they asked people to rate themselves against other Americans.
Oh, wow.
On everything?
What?
I mean, like, down to running and dancing ability.
So
I mean,
this is basically, literally, what are you better at than other people? That's
the
gimmick.
What's your brag? What's your sweet brag? Well, we're gonna look at some of these stats, but first, let's talk about this Post Malone Jelly Roll tour. A firework hit a fan in the head in Toronto.
Was it a firework from
the show?
The show?
Yes, it was.
Oh my word.
The fan is mostly okay, but she suffered burns on her scalp. The Wallace part was she was filming. So she's singing "Save Me." You hear the lyrics, "I'm so damaged beyond repair."
And that's when
flying projectile hits her in the head and her hair starts to smoke.
A literal missile.
Can't make this stuff up. She posted later from a hospital bed with the caption, "Ouch, I have a burn now. Wow. It hurts."
Well, how did...
And it's not the first time this has happened to a fan at a Post Malone show.
How?
So it made the local news, and another woman commented that she had pieces of a firework go down the back of her jacket.
Okay.
And I think it singed her clothing.
I get that. So are we talking about ashes falling or a rocket launching
at
your face?
I hear pieces of firework, and I think, like, if you're talking fireworks, those ashes are not going to do damage.
Yeah, that's my
thing.
Right,
and by the time they get to the ground,
it's nothing. So it has to be pretty...
It had to be like an actual piece of that
firework. It has to be glowing.
I mean, to hit her, yeah, but also to go down that woman's shirt and cause any kind of
I mean, that's a problem.
So maybe, like, I don't know, dial back the explosives?
Yeah, the pyro's got to... That maybe go back to just pyro, not like...
Yeah. But those are both guys that'll take care of it. I mean, the comments, of course, hopeful people saying, maybe they'll pay your bills or they'll get you free tickets.
They will.
They just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, give it a minute. Good
and if she does show up to a future show, hope she keeps her head on a swivel. Maybe the best argument for not filming while you're at a concert.
Always good advice.
Taylor Swift. Don't know if you saw this, but
I did.
This is a shame for all those people that spent money on the Taylor's version, album, re-recordings, the different variants.
I am happy for her. But at this point, I don't know why. I mean, I guess maybe it was just to prove a point.
Yeah, because it was all for nothing.
Yeah.
Because Taylor announced on Friday she regained possession of all of the music she's ever made.
That's right. So now you can listen to whichever version,
including the originals.
And it all goes to Taylor Swift. There's no one else making money on Taylor.
She bought the rights back from Shamrock Capital, which bought her catalog from Scooter Braun, who scooped them up right from under Taylor's nose. Mm-hmm. You'll remember.
Didn't work out well for him.
In a message in her website, Taylor said, "I can't thank you enough for helping to reunite me with this art that I have dedicated my life to, but have never owned until now."
I mean, again, I am very happy for her. It's just kind of like, you know, now which one do you play if you're a radio station? Which one do you go with? Because, you know, the Taylor's versions are all...
albums of Taylor versions.
Can she clarify? You know, can you maybe...
Which would she prefer?
Yeah, which would... Because that's what matters.
Yeah.
That is
keeping
ultimately
Taylor Swift happy.
What matters. Taylor, which one would you like us to play? And then, you know, we can all do what we need to do from there.
I'm kind of sad she didn't get to Reputation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people expected that. Like, there were some questions after the AMAs. Like, oh, I thought we were going to get an announcement or whatever. I think she'd just do it anyway.
Oh, she said her debut album is already fully re-recorded. A quarter of Reputation was. And they might still have their moment to reemerge.
Okay.
So even though she owns it, she's going to re-release. You know what?
She
prints money.
Do you.
Do what you got to do.
Do you.
Love to see it. And I honestly do love to see this. Where you rate yourself in a variety of categories against other Americans.
How do I grade myself as a human, basically, is what you're talking
about.
So
more than 70% of Americans, the stat that I gave previously, believe they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty.
Well, of course, you would think that. You would think that, but is it true?
How hard are you working to sell it to someone else?
That's
more than 60% believe they are above average in ethics, reading ability, empathy, open-mindedness, attention to detail, and sense of humor.
Look, by
maybe that's mine. Maybe mine is attention to detail.
Attention,
like I'm
very, I'm gonna give you that.
Detail oriented.
If you're talking
big
about
picture,
if you're talking about A+, attention to detail is your A+. I don't know what mine is like necessarily, but like surely yeah.
See, I think you're big picture A+.
Big picture A+.
That's why I think we work well
together.
Yeah,
you have one of each.
The day to day, you're like bleh.
We got one.
No, there are steps we have to take.
Two people, we can create one semi-functional unit. I'd go with that. By the math, by the way, a lot of y'all have to be wrong, right? Because above average, that's only like, you know.
Yeah.
There's not that many of us that are actually.
Look, at least we understand our athletic ability. Only 15% of Americans thought they were above average in running.
15%? I want to meet them 15%.
16% said they're above average in dancing ability.
Prove it. Prove your abilities.
Okay, above average means you don't have to be great. Just better.
Better than most.
Yeah.
Not world class.
Yeah. You don't have to be like an actual athlete.
Hey, man. You know, again.
So are we underrating our running and dancing abilities?
Doubtful.
Or overrating our trustworthiness?
That is incredible. That is really something.
And that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Oh, let's do one from the country world today, shall we?
Okay.
Faith Hill. Going to be one of your answers in today's Money Minute.
Not bad.
What's the question?
You're going to find out.
8:30.
Yeah.
That's when we play Money Minute.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it rings a bell.
Sign up online. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Mm-hmm. Do it now. Let's talk about your adventure this morning. Specifically, your adventure involving diving into, I guess, do we call it a mailbox?
Not my proudest moment.
Like, we're supposed to be counting these things as we go, correct? Like, that's my assumption.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
So.
On that.
Katie decides that that it would be a good time to empty the box that we have up here at the Bull Studios to collect your cards.
It is a great time. You don't want to sit outside.
No, you get them, you know, bring them in. And it turns out when we were constructing this, an exit door, like a door to open to get them out.
A flap.
No one
thought that through.
To construct this.
Yeah.
So we all but lowered you in like a cave diver this morning.
I thought you'd be able to reach everything, quite honestly. And then when you couldn't.
If I had known you were going to do that, I probably would have tried a little bit harder. My next play was to pick the whole thing up and shake it like a kid's piggy bank. And just, you know what I mean?
Been better.
Right, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But then I turn around and Katie's just diving right in there. But we do have
I did get the cards to my credit.
Yes, we did.
I don't know how much longer the mailbox will be standing. I did
structural integrity was compromised. Obviously, $10,000 for the troops. Had a great, great, great pickup party out at League City at King Ranch Ag and Turf. Thank you to everyone that stopped by. And we understand that a lot of you guys are probably in craft mode, like you're kind of getting your pieces together or whatever. Just don't wait on this because we do want you to start bringing these things in.
Well, we need to have all the cards by June 26th, like close of business.
Yes.
Because we're going to do the card counting the next day, like in total.
Yes.
So you got to get them in, whether that's mailing them to us, whether that's dropping them by the studios, going out to Mack Hike Chevy. You know, Mack Hike Chevy cares. They help us out with this entire thing every year. Going to your local King Ranch Ag and Turf shop, like your local John Deere dealer, whichever one you're near.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't have a box, they'll take them and
they'll get
them to us. So however it works, just try and get those cards in. I know what was cool was in League City, we actually had a couple come by, and it was a veteran and his wife, and he was telling me that he got out in 69.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, back then, even his girlfriend wouldn't talk to him.
Yes.
It was like, it was just a completely different time. And he said he can't be mad about it. That's just how everyone was. But he was so thankful that we lived in a time now where he could express his gratitude and people could openly talk about it. And, you know, conversations like that, I mean, they really, put this entire project into perspective.
That's something people forget is, yeah, it has not always been this way for people that serve in the armed forces when they come back home.
Right.
Or when they're out deployed.
Like you might go, oh, another card writing campaign, but.
Yeah. It means a lot.
It means a ton.
It means a whole lot.
To veterans and to the active duty that will be receiving them.
So please continue to make your cards. Continue to bring them back. If you want more info, thebullhouston.com. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Yesterday was National Dinosaur Day.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, pretty fun, right? Someone decided to have some fun with this and ask the only question that really matters.
Should we bring them back?
Well, the answer to that is a hard yes. And that question leads us to this question. If it existed, would you go to Jurassic Park? Would you attend? Would you pay a ticket? Go in?
No. Absolutely not.
Think it through before you answer that. Like, I don't. Think it through.
I don't need to think it through.
But because forget the movies for a hot second.
I already have crippling anxiety.
Forget.
I don't need to add Velociraptor attack to that.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a zoo?
Yes.
Have you been to lots of zoos?
Yes.
What's in zoos?
Animals. They can be contained by man.
As can dinosaurs can be contained by man if you brought them back.
Oh, can they? Tell me how you know.
Tell me about
your firsthand experience with dinosaurs.
It's not any different. I get the movies ended up being disasters.
You do know they're very large.
Yes, they're very large.
I mean, are these dinosaurs to scale? Or does this become that question, would you rather be attacked by like a giant, whatever it is, or a thousand tiny ones?
One giant chicken or a thousand? No, look, okay, I thought you were going to be a little more...
Adventurous?
On the fence. I'm not saying you'd be
I'm not an early adopter of anything.
I figured maybe after a few months or after they got the kinks worked out.
So you want to be the guy.
I'll be the first man in the park. I'm the first man in the park. I don't care. If you do
running away from a pterodactyl.
If that's how it happens, that's how it happens.
Bust out the glass enclosure.
Yeah, exactly. If the T-Rex just rams through the fence, it's going to go, all right, cool.
It's the hubris of man.
Look, okay.
This is our downfall.
I do have the numbers because it was very definitive in terms of whether or not.
Yeah, I'm probably alone on an island.
Well, we're going to find out. 713-881-5500. We got to take a break, but if you want to weigh in, would you go to Jurassic Park? We'll give you the stats, get back into this coming up next on Frito and Kate. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. We are asking you a very simple question, which in my opinion, this should be a layup. Would you go to Jurassic Park in honor of National Dinosaurs Day? Would you attend? Katie, I guess it is a layup. You said no and moved on to the next thing.
Yeah, just not.
Not even.
Like different strokes for different folks.
Up for consideration.
I like living.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I don't want to have to rely on the power grid of some remote island.
Brandon, you going to Jurassic Park?
Absolutely. I am first through the doors. I know you said you're first through the doors, but no, I'm in there.
This is going to be like when we were kids at
Disney
World, right?
You can't fight each other now. You need your strength to fight off the dinosaurs.
Stop it.
No, they can take me. I don't care. It would be an honor.
A glorious death.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So for what it's worth, like we are actually very much in the minority here.
Really?
70% of men said we're not going. 80% of women said we're not going. And
wow.
Honestly, that's best case because once you get into the Generation Z and the kids, they get less likely to be like, no, I'm not doing that. You've been brainwashed by these movies.
Exactly.
You've been brainwashed by the films. It's not. Those are so slapped together and just like, oh, well, whatever. We got dinosaurs. What could go wrong? Like the first one happened on a training exercise. You got to remember that one. By the time they open that thing up, like it's gonna be locked down, dude. They're gonna know what they're doing.
Okay, well, tell me this, Brandon. If this were going down and this was a thing, someone had the concept and they had the science and they said we can do it. What if they made real dinosaurs? As in. You know how they've talked over the years about how the Velociraptor was covered in feathers
and
the T-Rex was like a giant chicken. Like, would that be your jam or would it be the dinosaurs that you imagined growing up? You know, or would that change things or no?
Absolutely not. It just makes them more cuddly.
more deadly.
I'll be real.
Okay.
To me, it's...
False sense of security?
To me, it's a little bit worse. I want them to... Like, what if they don't make noise? Like, if they don't do
because that was, like, that crazy thing that they made.
Like, I'd be a little disappointed if I didn't hear that.
They'd have to be like Disney World, where they just kind of, like, pump that through the speakers.
Pump ambient sound in. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a giant lizard chicken thing. What's not to be impressed by, even without the noises?
That's true. It's still quite impressive.
You know, you are not selling me on this.
Well, why can't you just make them like the T-Rex? You can always shrink the T-Rex down, right? Like, if it's too big, it could get out. Like, just make it tiny.
Isn't that worse?
Why? Why would it be worse?
At least before you could see
it
coming.
Clone a smaller species. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yes, yes.
Harder to find. Mm-hmm. Brandon, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Ethan, so you missed a birthday, did you?
Yeah, I did it again, actually.
Again? Is this a regular thing for you, or what?
I'm not trying to do it on purpose, okay? It just... You know, it happens. I think I've gotten a little bit better at shopping for her over the years, but damn, she doesn't make it easy. Let's just say that.
Okay. Well, what have you tried? Like, what did you do to improve on this? And I'm asking for a friend here.
Well, mostly I've kept a lot of lists. So like, whenever she says she likes something, I'll add it to a note that I have in my phone.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. And she's mentioned something more than once. So like there's a just in case kind of list. But I think of them as like wife approved gifts, you know, like the way.
Sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That way I should be covered. Except, she did. It doesn't always work out exactly the way that I expected to.
What?
So.
How?
Yeah.
The thing she said she wanted.
Yeah, well, sometimes she changes her mind or she finds like an upgrade or, yeah, and she doesn't fill me in on that. Gotcha. So it's like she's hard to, really hard to shop
for. She's particular. I gotcha.
So how did you screw up this time?
Well, I know that she likes boots, so I was going to get her some boots, but you know how this goes. She didn't tell me what kind she wanted and it's a big purchase, so I can't get that wrong, and I didn't want to just straight up ask her because, you know, she'd know, and I like her to be surprised, and
right.
I don't know. I did what any desperate husband would do after realizing that I didn't record the boots in the list.
I'm afraid to ask.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
I got a hold of her laptop, and I checked her browser history.
Oh, wow. Risky.
Wow.
Risky, risky.
Yeah, that was maybe a risky thing to do. I thought I found what I was looking for. She'd looked at the ones that I had sort of been leaning towards, but I wasn't totally sure, but I was pretty sure, but I pulled the trigger.
Okay.
And I got them in town, I wrapped them all up, and, well, she was... very underwhelmed, I guess. Mm. I didn't think they were that bad, and they definitely weren't cheap, but clearly I had, like, screwed up big time, and she's been giving me the silent treatment ever since, so that's great.
That seems really dramatic.
Yeah, it really does. Like, why would she be that mad?
I don't know.
They're the wrong
size. I didn't pick the right boots, I guess. Mm. I mean, maybe she clicked on them, like, maybe it wasn't, I don't know, maybe it was a joke or something, like, to send to her friends, like, look at these ugly boots. I have no idea. I mean...
Like Mean Girls.
There's nothing else that happened around her birthday, Ethan, that could account for the cold shoulder?
I can't think of anything. Maybe it was too practical for a birthday gift, like not romantic enough. I don't know. I'm swinging blind. But I mean, I'd love to apologize for whatever I did or did not do. I don't know. Maybe she just needs to start telling me what she wants because... I don't know. I'm out here in the dark.
Yeah. And
right.
She needs to give me some tips.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're calling her to apologize, but we're not sure exactly what we're apologizing for. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good gift on its own.
It really does, dude.
Well, too bad I'm not married to you guys, I guess.
Very easy to impress. Yes.
Yeah. I, so I guess I'm trying to apologize and see what happens and hopefully get some guidance on what the hell she actually wanted. Yeah. Signs of how to figure out how to do better in the future.
Yes, yes. And again, if we get an answer to that, I think a lot of friends of mine like to have that information. So if you have to find out later, don't hold out on us, man. Let's get her on the line. We're going to talk to Cassie coming up next.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, so poor Ethan. Poor Ethan in the doghouse.
Feel you.
After buying his wife Cassie some boots. That she did not like.
Yes.
Clearly.
He was trying, but he failed.
He's getting the silent treatment, which I kind of want to see these boots because...
He might have messed up.
Like, that's to be real bad. Yikes. But maybe it's a pattern thing.
That's what
I was thinking.
It happens over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's not the first time that he's messed up on something she's wanted. So she might just be over it. Mm. You know, let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, Cassie, are you there? Thanks for jumping on with us this morning.
Sure. What are we doing again?
We're going to try to teach Ethan how to shop for you. That's what we're doing.
Oh, we are we? Well, good luck.
Yeah, well, I hear that tone. And just so you know, he says he's aware that he botched your present, okay? He feels awful about it. And also, he acknowledged it's not the first time he's done that. So that admission, that seems pretty big right there.
Better than we usually get, honestly.
But Ethan, you want to just jump on in here?
Yeah. Hi, honey. I'm sorry, okay? I'm really sorry. I feel terrible, but, you know, in my defense, I was trying to find a pair of boots that you liked and tried to keep it a secret, which I will definitely not do again. And I'm very sorry. I promise I'll do better next time. It's just, I don't know. I don't mean this in a bad way, but you're just, you know, you're killing me here. It's really hard to shop for you. You know, it's really, really hard. So any kind of help or tips or guidance or whatever, I mean, it would just be amazing to know what the right decision would be. Cassie,
did we lose her?
Cassie,
no, I'm here. And look, the boots were fine. I mean, they would have been fine. It's just I don't know if I would have left the receipt in there.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, I can explain.
No, look, okay. Yeah, because, like, what's the problem?
Were they crazy expensive?
Or crazy not expensive.
Which one's worse in the scenario?
It's just same different day, you know? I've told them to cut this out. It makes me feel just incredibly awful every time he does it. And, you know, he used the military discount on them.
Okay, that's...
Right.
That's not awful. I mean, you serve in the military. The least we can do is offer you 10% off some leather goods.
Yeah, that's why it exists.
not a big deal.
Oh, I know. It's awful because he didn't. He never served in the military, you see.
Okay, then.
Well.
Yeah, then how did he use the discount?
Yeah.
His brother did. Nice little cheat code. I guess that's part of the benefit of looking pretty much identical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So his brother's name is on there and he used his ID. That gives me the ick. It's not for him. It's not for you, Ethan. What is wrong with you?
Look, Cassie, I get it. I have nothing but respect for my brother and for our soldiers. And guys, I'll drop off cards for 10,000 for the troops to prove it, okay? But, I mean, these were 40% off with the military ID. I mean, that's like half off.
Right.
That is like half.
And I didn't steal his ID. I mean, I asked him and he said it was fine. He's the vet. He signs off on it. And I don't know, to me, that's fine.
He agrees to it because he's your brother. I mean, I wouldn't read too much into that. You know, I can't imagine that if we called him and asked him, he would really say he was fine with it. He probably just doesn't want to upset your mom.
Okay, Cassie, has his brother, has he ever mentioned that or...
Yeah.
Or hinted at it?
No, Zach said it was a problem.
No, but he doesn't have to. I mean, Ethan didn't serve. He's using a discount for people who did. And it's supposed to be a small acknowledgement, you know, of thanks for serving. So for me, that's really... simple and messed up. It's dishonest.
Right.
Cassie, what do you want, okay? I mean, times are tough, and a discount is a discount, okay? Like, it's not that I'm pretending I'm someone that I'm not. It's not stolen or anything. I'm not pretending to be a soldier.
Stolen valor.
Oh, no, wow. But you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
and you say, well, you said this is something that's happened before, right?
It happens all the time. Oh. I actually just, you know, confronted him about it at Home Depot, of all places. I mean, I thought he got the memo, but no, he's just, you know, he's gone underground. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't feel so strongly about it as I do. It really bothers me, this kind of thing. It really bothers me.
Well, like, how about if we see if anyone else feels the same way? Like, y'all don't go anywhere for a second. Hang on the line.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Is that not to be done?
Ugh.
It feels that way.
It
feels like it's someone else's military discount and it's not yours.
My gut says.
But if he buys them,
yeah,
and you just pay him back, is that okay?
I don't.
Or even, is that a stretch?
Where is the line on this?
Yeah.
713-881-5500.
What happens if you just use like a coupon code and you've got like one of those websites that like trolls and looks for them and it gives you like...
It spits out the military disc as a military...
Or teacher or anything.
Or whatever.
Mean,
yeah. I mean, is it fair game?
Is that dishonest?
Look, call us. Let's know what you think.
So asking today about shopping.
Really?
And whether or not it's dishonest to use a military discount if you didn't serve. Now, you might have a very close personal tie to the military.
You might have gotten permission from the military member.
But if it's not you, does it matter?
All right, let's see what you guys have. James, all right, using the military discount. Again, just to refresh, he had permission. His brother. Is he still...
But he himself didn't serve.
But he did not. Is he wrong for that?
I think he's wrong because... Myself, I served in the military, and I lost a lot of brothers and sisters in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, I mean, there's a privilege, you know. And in all actuality, if a non-military person uses an ID card, it's considered stolen valor.
Yes.
I was wondering if that went... I know it came up for a second, but I'm not sure where the line was. It feels... like that would be the case. Like, I would not feel comfortable doing that in any stretch of the imagination.
At that 1 second he used that ID card, he stole valor of the rest of the veterans that are out there.
Dude, thank you so much for the perspective. We appreciate it. Alonza, you're up next. How's this hit you?
I think he should really just, like, let it go because, I mean, he's not bugging anybody. He's still paying for it. He's not, like, he's jacking it. He's asking his brother. I really think she should just, like, relax for a quick second.
So you don't think it's that big of a deal?
I don't think it's that big of a deal because, look, I mean, it's his family. He's, like I said, he's paying for it. He's not stealing nobody's identity. You know, if he was, then it would have been like, all right, you tripping. But I think that she should just really lay off of him, too. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much. Tim, we got people kind of all over the road on this. Where do you land?
Well, I'm a disabled vet, and that's fraud, stolen valor. It ain't his to use.
So even though the brother gives him permission?
I don't care who gives him permission. He didn't put on a uniform. He didn't lace up any boots.
And if people have ties to the military, which a lot of us do, it gets abused. And what happens when something gets abused?
It's taken away.
It gets taken away.
Yeah,
and so now you're taking away that discount that is for the men who served.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you guys. It doesn't sit well with me, I guess is the best way of saying it.
No, I imagine it doesn't. Again, like there's just a feeling you like I get when I hear stuff like this where it's just like, I cannot imagine asking someone for, hey, can I borrow?
How did that come up?
How does that?
The first time. Because it's not, he's done it before.
Yeah, he has done this several times. So, but wow. Hey, thank you so much for the call, man. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll hear from more of you coming up.
So Ethan used a military discount. Now, he's not in the military, but his brother is.
Yeah.
Saved 40-some-odd%
Yes.
On a gift for his wife. Wife hates it.
My wife can't stand it.
Saw the receipt. He's done it before, and she wishes he would stop.
Yeah.
It fills her with disgust.
Yeah, but...
Does it do the same to you?
Melissa, so does it fill you with disgust?
I think he was wrong for doing it. I'm a disabled veteran myself. And like the other guy said, he didn't lace up no boots. He didn't put his life on the line, and he doesn't deserve it.
Like, it's just, okay, so like, even if, and I can see some people who have not served, or maybe your proximity to someone who served, maybe you might feel differently. Listen to how much this irks people who actually paid overseas for your freedom. Like, this is not
some minor thing to them. Well, it's one of those things where you deserve so much more than that.
Yes.
Right? It's just that's what that company can give you.
That's right.
So then to hear someone's taking advantage of it, yeah, I mean, that's just wrong, no matter how you spin it.
Incredibly disrespectful.
And I don't care that his brother gave him permission. It doesn't matter.
That's interesting because he would probably be like, well, you know, I asked someone, can they really? It's like, that's.
Yeah, he said it's okay. Well, but did he really? Like, if you were to actually ask him how he felt about it, like his wife suggested.
Would he have been on? Would he have said something differently?
Yeah.
Would it be okay if you took somebody's ID and you were underage and you used it to get into a bar?
That's
it's the same thing.
That is using someone else's ID. That is an interesting point. Melissa, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too. Brad, all right. So obviously people have some very serious opinions about this. What do you think? Did he go too far?
Absolutely. Being a disabled veteran myself, I think Ethan is just... It's I don't know, I guess I wouldn't use the word disgusting almost. He's appropriating a financial gain that he didn't earn. It's a version of stolen ballot. He's pretending to be something he isn't. Empty words of, hey, let me give 10,000 card or be part of the 10,000 card thing just because he got caught.
Yeah.
Doing something he absolutely knows he shouldn't have been doing, and then trying to justify it. Is his integrity and honor worth just 40% off of a pair of boots?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
It's disgusting. He's doing a dishonor to the men and women that have earned that discount. And the retailers that give those to the veterans, you know, as a veteran, we appreciate every one of them. Mm-hmm. And when there's people like this that are doing that, all they're doing is harming veterans that need it, that use it appropriately and appreciate it. So, yeah, he's absolutely wrong. She's amazing. She's what she's the type of person I think that most veterans probably went over there, went to fight for, mm-hmm. and are honored to serve. On the other hand, not so much.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's my opinion.
Because we know he's still out there listening. He'll learn from this.
Maybe
this is a perspective that was kind of in the back of his mind, but he hadn't fully explored.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that hearing from some people that are actual veterans.
Yeah.
And he's been told about it. The person that he loves the most has told him, don't do it. It disgusts me. That apparently doesn't mean anything to him either.
That's fair.
So, I mean, fair. who does he uphold in his life? He doesn't uphold himself or her. So, I mean, I feel for the guy.
Well, then maybe she learned something.
Look at his morality.
I think so. Dude, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for the
Brad.
Call. We appreciate it.
You bet. All
right. Y'all
have a great day.
You too. Frito Katie, the Bull. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, everyone.
So apparently, welcome isn't welcoming enough anymore. There's a new retail ritual I want to talk about.
Okay.
And we'll do that coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
How do you feel about being greeted when you walk into a store?
I don't like it.
You find it creepy and unsettling?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like the expectation that I'm going to engage. You know, it depends. It depends if it's from like behind the counter. Hey, how you doing? Or something like, yeah, what's up? If it's someone literally walking up and is there anything I can help you with? That's where I'm like,
Isn't that worse though when you're into your shopping experience? Because I always feel like if I'm approached after, like they think I'm doing something.
They think that you are.
I'm either stealing something or I look suspicious or whatever, but somebody was sent to talk to me.
Yes.
Feels like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. They're investigating you.
But I like when I walk in and I'm acknowledged and I'm just given the information that should I need help, they are there to provide it.
Yes,
that is common sense given the situation, but not all associates are willing to engage.
That is true.
Like, don't you want to know which ones you'd go to if you did need something?
I'm certain it goes both ways, right? That would only make sense. Only makes sense.
But there's a new greeting that I want to talk about. And the Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on this. They didn't seem very impressed.
Okay.
Really just kind of confused. But we'll come back. First, let's talk about Kenny Chesney.
Oh,
he broke the sphere.
What do you mean?
I think this was on Thursday night. Was that when it kicked off?
Nick went on Friday, didn't he? And he said he was like blown away.
So it must not have happened Friday night. It must have been Thursday.
No, because he would have texted us if this happened, or if anything happened.
Or he'd have the video,
I guess.
Because during Kenny Chesney's show, all the sound and visuals went out.
In the sphere?
The sphere, which cost $2.3 billion to make.
Wait.
And has all those crazy records attached to it.
Oh, wow.
You'd think then it would be immune from tech issues, and you would be wrong.
No, that's...
So what do you do if you're Kenny Chesney?
What do you do?
Well, you just kind of lead everyone in a sing-along, a living in fast forward.
Really?
After a few moments of awkward silence.
That is absolute best for not having a microphone or anything else to talk to a crowd of 20,000 people.
He was trying.
He really was. And he was chill about it from that video. He was real chill.
What's he supposed to do?
All credit to him, man. If that won't throw you, nothing will. knew exactly how to handle it. Good work, man.
Would you feel, if you paid all that money for a ticket,
yeah,
like you were robbed?
Yes. I want the full show because those tickets were not cheap.
Yeah.
Not in any stretch of the imagination.
Because the whole thing is those screens.
The whole...
And all those speakers. Like, isn't it like 167 speakers?
Go online. Go to Nick's Instagram page. Take a look at some of his videos. That's what you're paying for.
The wraparound screen, 16K by 16K.
Immersion.
Highest resolution LED display.
Frankly, it's...
Immersive audio.
Kind of terrifying. Like, the whole thing is a little bit off-putting, but that is what you pay for.
Also,
if all that goes down, it's a different experience.
I mean, it's still a Kenny Chesney show, which is great.
It is still a Kenny show. You do have that going for you.
But you at least got to get him re-mic'd.
Yeah.
All that.
Oh, man.
And I didn't think about it this way. He is the first country artist to perform a residency at the Sphere,
a big deal.
Very cool.
Right. And probably the most successful residency thus far, actually, if you're clocking it.
Yep. And let's talk some fast food news.
Okay.
Former McDonald's corporate chef on The Secret of Their Burgers. I was initially worried about this man's...
Is he dropping dimes on McDonald's?
Life.
Yeah, you don't want to... That's not quite betraying the mouse.
Like, but no.
Go rogue on Disney.
Very positive. He wanted to talk about how you might make your burgers taste more like McDonald's.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
Huh. I'm sure people have.
Oh, that's, yeah.
They have been unsuccessful.
I think so. I think that's because someone would have done this by now. Interesting.
Just salt and pepper.
Okay. Just S&P.
And back to our retail chat. Whether you like it or not, the most common phrase that a clerk will utter when you walk in now is welcome in. Welcome in, which they thought was a little off-putting.
Why?
Because everyone used to just say welcome, and now you say welcome in.
That feels like the same thing to me.
I don't know. It's not like a Southern hospitality thing, but like I've always heard welcome in.
Yeah.
I've said welcome in.
Yeah, I don't.
Like not even in a retail establishment, like in a restaurant.
If you're going to commit to the welcome, I think welcome in is the I don't see how that can burn you, but apparently.
Welcome is kind of weird. Like
welcome.
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 Feels like you should have something else there.
Yeah. Hey, welcome
feels,
in.
Yeah,
good to see you.
Exactly. A little more colloquial.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Not
it doesn't
quite a howdy.
So formal.
Not quite a howdy.
Yeah, you could just do that.
I mean, that'll get you by here, but hey, I don't know.
Some people think it's fine.
Mm.
People say it's more inviting, but others say it sounds dumb. Like you're trying a little too hard to convince someone you're helpful.
All right.
Again, I think it's going to depend on where you live.
Yeah.
Right? Like the people that usually are the most upset by people talking to them are from states where you don't normally engage with one another.
Yeah, oh boy, that is the thing. Yeah.
Do that in the East Coast. Other people thought maybe it was like a holdover from the pandemic when no one was going anywhere. So it was like, hey, welcome in.
Yeah, welcome
Thank you
back.
For actually coming into the store. We appreciate you.
Amazing.
Thank you. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Sarah's up next, looking for them bragging rights in the Money Minute. And how do you feel? Do you think you might be able to knock this thing out?
Oh, it depends on what the category is, but I'm ready.
Category
is... Random. The
category is whatever
miscellaneous.
Is on that screen.
Common Sarah, knowledge? Question mark?
Got to get 10 correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll come around to any of your passes if we have time at the end. You just can't change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. Whenever Katie's ready, we will rock and roll. Let's rock and roll.
Which Greek city-state is known as the birthplace of democracy?
America.
How many golden tickets are waiting to be found in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Half.
A barometer measures atmospheric what? A barometer.
A pass.
The branch of government headed up by the president is called the...
Oh my God. Pass.
Which vegetable is associated with St. Patrick's Day?
Shamrock, no.
A flood that happens very quickly, usually in just a few hours, due to heavy rains, is called a what?
A flood.
I'm Just a Bill, My Hero Zero, and Conjunction Junction are all songs from what series of educational shorts?
What's your function?
What was it called?
Tax.
What is Sleeping Beauty's real
song.
Name?
Sleeping Beauty's Belle.
How many feet are in a yard?
12.
Audrey Faith Perry, real name of...
What I like about this is it's like a mulligan. You know, the stress of this is honestly the worst part. Like the music and the questions and it's on the radio and all this stuff. But like you have to get used to that. It's like jumping into a freezing cold pool. You need a second to acclimate.
That well, this easier, was your, easier.
Yeah, this was your second to acclimate. How did she do?
Let's go over them, okay?
Yeah.
The Greek city-state, known as the birthplace of democracy...
Not America.
I mean, I liked it. I liked it, but I was looking for Athens.
I will.
A different A.
I am actually
if
very,
I hadn't
very
said
cool.
Greek city state, you said birthplace of democracy. That I'm America.
Can we just reclaim it? Can we just reclaim Greek city state? Yeah, whatever, America. I guess that's.
We're just not very old.
Yeah,
right,
give or take 1,800 years. Whatever.
Anywho, how many golden tickets are waiting to be found in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
That's a great question.
Five.
Yeah,
five.
Okay. Only five?
Yeah, only five. Yeah. A barometer measures atmospheric...
Pressure.
The branch of government headed up by the president. I know you knew this one. I think you just panicked.
Yeah,
the executive branch.
Yes, yes, yes.
What vegetable is associated with St. Patrick's Day? An odd question.
Yeah,
but think of the food.
But it is cabbage.
Cabbage. A flood that happens very quickly, usually in just a few hours due to heavy rain, is called a flash flood, but it is still a flood.
Yes.
I'll
give
you
that
one. I'll give you that. I'm Just a Bill, My Hero Zero, and Conjunction Junction. I heard you even saying the words to Conjunction Junction. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, one of the greatest.
What is Sleeping Beauty's real name? You said Belle.
It's Aurora.
That's from Beauty and the Beast.
Is it Aurora?
Yeah, Aurora. Oh, Aurora is her name. How many feet are in a yard?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great, great dry run.
We can only improve, sir.
Yes, we can.
So, yes, I need to go back to school. Definitely need to go back to school.
This is random stuff. Random. It's all random.
Just sign up again. Get back in the pile. The Bull
I was so confident about Belle, though. I was so confident.
She is a Disney princess, so you are correct.
I know, Aurora. I am Sleeping Beauty. That's why my answers.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. It's a tall order.
Don't be embarrassed.
Early in the morning,
Don't be
Sarah.
Embarrassed.
Sign up again. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. The thing you need to remember more than anything for the next 10 minutes of this show, no matter what is about to happen, it is your chance to win tickets to Jason Aldean.
Yes.
That is the 1,000% only thing that matters, okay?
He's bringing the heat. We're bringing the beans.
Don't pay attention to anything she just said. We will give you that chance to win your way into Jason coming up next. Frito and Katie, we're sorry in advance. But again, Jason Aldean tickets. I think it's for a good reason.
Playing with A. Smith, Ray Lynn, DJ Silver.
Yeah, going to be a show.
Cindy Woods Mitchell Pavilion, it's August 15th.
Going to be an event. 713-881-5500. Nick Russo came to us, and I feel like we do this every time.
No, not every time. Not every time. The Scream one was he had the idea.
That's
we
true.
Enhanced it.
Yeah, we decided, well, maybe we could add some shine to
this. Nick had the idea and we ruined it.
This is, yeah, his idea for this was actually better because we were talking about, hey, how do we give away Jason Aldean tickets?
He was excited about this.
Yeah, he was really into it, gave us this whole concept.
Beans for Aldeans.
That's right.
And he wanted to count beans.
He did. He wanted to get together and count out.
Like in a dentist office. You know,
bag
like
of pinto
when
beans.
You're a kid and there's that jar of jelly beans. It's like, how many?
How many
you
are
can
in
win
it?
This plushie.
Mm-hmm. And then we would take guesses all week long. The people who got the closest to the actual amount of beans. Well, they would be going to see Aldean's, right? That's the idea.
Yeah, but
that's
we were worried about that for several reasons. Would it be entertaining? Would legal even go for it? Because we'd have to have so many people sign off on the number of beans in that container.
Yes.
Like the people that have to sit in that room and watch us count it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd probably have to do it on video.
Yeah.
And like that just sounded like a lot.
And to be honest, you know, we probably should have gone on to another idea, but gosh dang it, we really liked that name.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Beans,
so with that said, this beans, is Beans for Aldean's.
Describe it. It's just, I'm going to give you a phrase with some words missing. They all have to do with beans.
They're beans
the word
related.
Bean.
Everything is beans
but
related.
But there's a clue, so it's not like, hey, just fill in this random blank.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I've got three. You have to get two of them correct.
Okay, so you want to go see Jason Aldean? 713-881-5500. We will get some contestants on the phone. We will play Beans for Aldean's.
Bring your appetite for music and legumes. I blame the country crock commercials.
That's next.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Katie Neal has so much fun with those country crock commercials.
Yeah,
I'm just
does.
Trying to get a piece of that action.
Country
crock, we're crazy.
I plugged that Bush's clip in there for a reason, y'all.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I can endorse beans.
Where did you find this song?
That's a very old, took a lot of digging.
This is a song about beans?
This is a song about it. There were a lot of songs about beans. A lot of them were not as appropriate
in my
estimation.
Great.
So I went with this one.
Love it.
You know, just something to...
Beans for all deans.
Beans for all deans,
yep,
y'all.
Set the tone.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Time for Beans for Aldean's.
Remember, Lisa, Jason Aldean tickets on the line. That's what we're playing for here. I'm going to give you a phrase with some words missing and a clue. So your job is to fill in the blanks. I've got three. You need to get two correct in order to win. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yes.
Are you ready to crock and roll? All right, too far. Lisa, bean, blank, blank. A lawn game, basically cornhole. Bean, blank, blank.
Beanbag chair.
You got one of those words.
Mm-hmm.
Beanbag hole?
Mm.
0 for 1.
Very close.
That's
very
okay.
Close.
It's okay, Lisa.
Blank the beans. How about that one, Lisa? Blank the beans. That is to tell a secret.
Oh. Oh.
Spill the beans.
Spill the beans. Correct.
All right.
And for the win, Lisa.
Here we go.
Blank bean. You can tell if a movie is good or not based on whether or not this English actor dies.
Oh, no.
Blank.
No.
Bean.
I know exactly who it is.
Blank bean. So he's an English actor.
Dies in everything. Bean? Mr. Bean?
Oh, he is. He is.
Yeah, yeah, an English actor.
But he survives.
No, not nearly the amount of on-screen deaths.
So sorry, that, Lisa. Thank you so much for playing.
All right. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Levi.
Levi, let's do it.
You did it, buddy.
Beans for old beans. You got to get two out of the three correct.
Okay, so Levi, I'm going to give you a phrase. Some words are missing, and I'll give you a clue that will help clue you in as to what those words might be. Okay, so if you get two of the three of these, you are going to see Jason Aldean in the Woodlands. Ready to rock and roll?
All right. Let's get it.
All right, bean, blank, blank.
Okay.
Bean, blank, blank. A lawn game, basically cornhole.
Bean, blank, blank.
So you've got two blanks to fill in there.
It's a lawn game.
Yeah, and it's cornhole.
Gets confused
it is
with cornhole.
Cornhole. It is cornhole.
Yeah, another term.
It's another name for cornhole.
Yeah. Drawing a blank.
It describes what cornhole is, really. If you think about the game of cornhole.
Yes, that's a good way to say
it. It's a bean,
blank,
something.
Blank, and you're doing
and you're
something with it. Yeah. Anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay. That's okay. You got two more. Blank the beans. Blank the beans, Levi. If you blank the beans, you are telling a secret.
Spill the beans.
Spill the beans.
And it all comes down to this.
It all comes down to blank bean. Blank bean. You can tell if a movie is good or not based on whether or not this actor dies. He is an English actor. Blank bean.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, Levi.
Thank you so much for playing, my man. We appreciate it. Okay, so back to the well we go.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
You have heard the three bean-related questions. You have to get two of them correct if you want to go see Jason Aldean, because this is beans for Aldeans.
Plural, because you're going for two tickets.
Call us, 713-881-5500.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I'm proud of this game.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I'm not changing them because I'm actually worried we'll have enough to get through the entire week with both us and Afternoons with Nick Russo.
Five shows, y'all. Five. Nick is also beansing for all deansing. Is he?
Yes.
I did not.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Boy, okay. Well, yeah, this is... Hope you like beans. Or Aldean's. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, you're the next one in. Let's play beans for Aldean's.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to give you a phrase related to beans. You will fill in some blanks based on the clue, and hopefully you will get two out of the three of these. Are you ready?
Yes.
Bean, blank, blank. Basically cornhole,
mm-hmm.
Mike. This is a lawn game. Bean, blank, blank.
Bean bag toss.
He's got it.
One for one.
Bean bag toss.
One for one.
How about blank?
I love that game.
Yes. How about blank the beans, Mike? If you blank the beans, you might tell a secret.
Spill the beans.
He's got it. And
that
just
is
for
a dub.
Fun.
Yes.
Just for fun, Mike.
I really want you to get this, Mike.
Blank bean. You can tell if a movie is good or not based on whether or not this English actor dies.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know this one.
Oh, I was going to say save it. I'm going to say save it for tomorrow.
Oh, well, believe me.
You know what?
Mike, you know. Mike can know.
Mike knows.
Hello? Mike, you've won.
You've won.
Hang on the line.
No, don't move the signal. Mike, don't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
Mike, don't. Mike, stay on the line, Mike.
Stay on the line, Mike. Mike.
Don't hang up.
Mike's here. Can you hear us?
Okay, Mike. All right. Hang on the line.
Mike, can you hear us?
Yes.
Can you hear us? Mike.
Hello?
Mike. This is more stressful than the game.
I'm trying to find a signal. This is more stressful than the game.
This is really a problem. Yes, Mike. Mike, if you hear us say I love Frito and Katie.
Well, obviously you can't hear us. Mike,
hang on the line. We're going to try to solve this, Mike.
Mike!
Don't go anywhere. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. I should have chosen a different song for Beans for all day. Yeah,
it's stuck in my head.
See, that's the problem. Like, this is going to be there.
Against all odds.
This is going to be there for the rest of, and you're only going to hear it more, guys. It's not going anywhere. I am going to send it to Nick just in case he feels so led to, anyway, we have important stuff going on. We are in week two of 10,000 for the Troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares.
Well, we haven't actually gone a full week, so we started last Tuesday.
We did. You're right.
Yeah. We're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got cards and you're ready to drop them off, maybe you were someone who was doing them early and you wanted to get them done in advance, we are collecting them. So you can drop them off at the radio station. You can mail them to us. Mack Hike Chevy, they are taking cards there.
They are.
We have got pickup parties at locations all around town. King Ranch Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I think our next one is Huntsville.
Yeah, we're trying to stretch these. We're trying to go to the far corners to give some of you guys that. And some of y'all were real appreciative on the South Side, by the way. Deep South. They're like, oh my goodness,
so we're
going to have to mail all this. Yeah.
Which is a great place to stop by if you're an individual or business. You know, mm-hmm. There was a law firm that kind of just threw an envelope at me through the window.
Drive-by thanking.
Very much appreciated.
That's whatever, however it works for you to get the cards to us. And that includes bringing them up to the radio station, because we do have a giant box out front. You can just drop them in anytime. But we're looking for 10,000. We're going to need yours to get there. You can find out more of the bull.
Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Need a little more spice in your life?
Sure.
Need a little more spice in your evening happy hours? Yeah, I heard it too.
I didn't know where you were going with it, not thinking. Evening got out,
and then I realized. Enough. Yeah, okay. What about putting jalapenos in your white wine? TikTok has just discovered this. I swear I've seen this somewhere before.
I don't know
if this is totally new.
I've not heard of it. I don't hate that.
It's not.
Tell me more.
Well, this is a sommelier from TikTok trying out the new flavor combo.
Sauvignon Blanc actually has this component in it called pyrazines that gives it this like bell peppery, almost jalapeno characteristic. So it lends itself really well to adding physical peppers. Let's give this a try. Immediately, the jalapeno just jumps out of the glass. It smells just like a mango pico de gallo. I do like spicy things. It's really good.
I don't believe you when you say you like spicy things.
That's regret is what that is. I'm sorry. How long does it take to become a sommelier?
A long time.
Did she become a sommelier in middle school?
How old is this woman? By a long time, I mean like a couple of years of, I think. Do you know what? How do I know?
I mean, they act like they're doctors.
Maybe you just call yourself one. I haven't seen this woman's credentials. You know, so it might just be a wine mom.
Are there letters after your name?
Frankly, I trust the wine moms more than a lot of sommeliers. Like y'all are the ones that know y'all stuff.
At least they like what they like, and they don't
exactly
name front.
So if you want to try this, they suggest frozen. Is what they do.
Okay, so you just like chop it up.
Chop up the pepper. Freeze it.
Okay, and then you get some water to dilute it.
Yeah. And then you just do a couple of plinks.
It's like fruit. I mean, people really like freezing fruit and using those as ice cubes in wine.
Some people just like adding ice cubes.
Yeah.
You know?
Or actual water.
Yeah, whatever you need to do.
Stay hydrated out there, people.
To get that bev
right. It's going to be a hot summer.
It is going to be, the weather's going to be spicy. Make that drink just as hot. Jalapenos today.
Okay, I saw this article, and I thought it was wild. Actors who are killed, kidnapped, or otherwise traumatized on movie sets.
What?
Switching gears completely.
These are on movie sets.
On movie sets. Now, some of these you might have already heard.
Okay.
Like, Isla Fisher almost drowned in that water tank escape trick in Now You See Me.
I did hear
apparently,
that.
Apparently, like, that is not, she is not acting.
Yeah.
Her release chain got caught in her costume.
Mm. Oh!
And so she actually could not get out.
Oh!
Creepy.
And that's the take they use.
Creepy.
Is it?
At least according to this article, almost 100 people were poisoned on the set of Titanic.
How so?
So it was like the last day of filming. Kate Winslet and Leo were not there.
Okay.
But someone spiked some chowder with PCP. So at first everyone thought man, we just have food poisoning from bad shellfish.
Wow.
But then then they realized.
This was intentional. Food poisoning.
No,
yeah, that
the culprit
happens.
Has never been caught, but James Cameron says he has a pretty strong suspicion as to who did it.
And he's not going to reveal that?
No.
Does that mean it? No, I'm not.
Brendan Fraser almost suffocated for real during a scene in The Mummy where they try to hang him.
No way. Really? These are all horrible.
These are like stunts gone wrong.
These are all horribly thought out stunts.
Yeah, Jim Caviezel, this is one you might have heard. He was struck by lightning.
I did know this
while
one.
While filming the Sermon on the Mount and the Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
Bo Derek, we learned this for the first time last year. She was attacked by a lion for real.
Lions.
Like during the filming of Tarzan the Ape Man.
Lions.
And if you look into that story, she had picked a lion that she was cool with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can have a lion.
And they subbed him out. And they're like, hey, this is, get this, this is a young lion from Texas.
Yeah, this is lions.
She was like,
Lion, right?
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Absolutely.
And then he went on to attack her for real. And then she only escaped because they were able to hold it back a little bit and she was able to get into the water.
Anyone who has cats knows. You can tell what that cat is going to do by looking in its eyes. If it's giving you the look. If it's giving you the look, it doesn't matter if it's big cat, small cat. Those are the same thing.
You know. Oh, and the hair and makeup guy was kidnapped from the set of Romeo and Juliet. In Mexico?
The
recent one. The Baz Luhrmann one.
Yeah, the really good one.
They only had to pay $300 to get him back.
That's affordable. That's a great deal.
Well, you're worth, buddy. That's worth.
We'll see you tomorrow.